享誉国际的美国神韵艺术团将从6月23号开始在纽约林肯中心进行五场演出。这一次，神韵将为观众带来一套特别的经典节目专场，请看详细报道。
这里就是著名的林肯中心，这个周末美国神韵艺术团将再次在这里演出。与以往不同的是，神韵艺术团这次所带来的是历年节目的精粹。神韵艺术团2006年成立以来共有五次全球巡回演出，每一年都有一套全新的精彩节目，演出的舞蹈、音乐、天幕的设计还有服装都是神韵的原创作品。今年一月份，神韵曾经在林肯中心进行了长达两周的演出，在纽约引起轰动，让众多的主流人士赞不绝口。
Definitely go see it. It was wonderful.
Everything has like different stories, so it was really, really interesting. And even the ladies singing opera and orchestra was really great. So,
I think that the dancers and performers were some of the finest that I've ever seen at Lincoln Center. They really lived to the potential of where they are in New York City. And you can tell that they really accumulated the best performers from all across the world.
很多华人看了神韵演出之后，激动的心情溢于言表。
没有，我希望每一个华侨啊，如果看见我身说话的时候啊，你们要感受到这个是非常精彩的。如果你们有机会的话，一定要来捧场，这个不要，这个机会不可失。这是你们在这一段时间了、啊，你们会非常非常欣赏，那个是非常重要的。作为一个中国人呢、啊，我对我们自己中国的文化。一定要发扬光大。
新唐人记者郭莹在纽约报道。
6月23号，美国神韵艺术团就将开始在纽约林肯中心夏季的第一场演出。演出之前，神韵艺术团的两位主持人接受了本台记者的采访，我们一起来看一看。
昨天我们在这里预告了美国神韵艺术团的到来，今天神韵艺术团已经在林肯中心紧锣密鼓地进行着演出前的准备工作。也许对很多观众来说，神韵只是一场优美的中国歌舞晚会，但是对很多其他人，神韵意味着更多。主持人唐瑞很早就对中国文化发生了兴趣，从事神韵晚会主持工作之后，他逐渐通过中国古典舞理解到中国文化的精神。
在这个舞蹈看这个中国的这个舞姿，我就发现跟这个跟西方的芭蕾舞是非常不一样，就是很多这个动作它带的内涵啊，这些东西都很不一样，我觉得都是有很深刻的意义。
中国文化的美感让唐瑞产生出一种责任心，就是要向更多的西方人介绍神韵，让他们也通过神韵了解中国文化。
对我来讲，对我生命来讲，我觉得能够把这个最好的最精华的这个东西介绍给全世界，那对我来讲我就觉得非常满意。
神韵艺术团的另一位主持人凯莉在跟观众的互动中发现，无论肤色有什么差别，观众们对于神韵都有着天然的熟悉感。
很多外国观众看我们的演出之后，他们就会感到很多东西对他们来说他们好像以前看过，但是他们就是好像隐隐约约一点记忆，但是他们就是可能表达不出来所以看完神韵他们就觉得一切都很熟悉。
造成观众们喜欢神韵的原因，除了优美的舞姿和服饰之外，更因为神韵在深层回答了人们的疑问。
很多西方人也在寻找，就是怎么样，把自己可能就是说心里变得更纯净一些，因为日常生活非常繁忙。所以我觉得看完我们演出之后，他们能更深地了解到，就是人生的真谛。
因此，凯莉觉得从事神韵主持人这个工作充满了意义。
它其实是一个人生的道路，它是一种选择，就是选择光明，选择善良，选择美好。
最后，他没有忘记表达对观众们的欢迎。
是我们几年来的最精彩的节目，所以它是一个综合性的节目，然后。我觉得我们的观众会有很大的惊喜。
新唐人记者郭莹、陈雷在纽约报道。
美国神韵艺术团在纽约的夏季专场6月23号晚在林肯中心拉开了首场演出的帷幕。纽约各界名流观看了演出，他们为神韵所表现出来的绚丽精彩的中国传统文化所折服。请看报道。
这个夏季，神韵艺术团在纽约林肯中心的演出集中了历年节目的精华，不仅故事触动人心，舞蹈别具韵味，而且演员也是集中了神韵三个艺术团的艺术家，阵容相当庞大。首演当晚，林肯中心名流云集，成为纽约主流社会的一大盛事。因为神韵艺术团的宗旨是恢复和弘扬中国传统文化，全部作品都是原创，整场演出节奏轻快，高潮迭起，令人目不暇接。
The dancers are amazing and they're beautiful and like I said, they're so incredibly trained. I mean, I don't know how they must for years do this. I mean, they're just perfect. It's so beautiful to see the expressions of each of the dancers because you can really see that they're so excited and you can see that they're just loving every movement that they make and it's so beautiful the way that they've put everything together.
Well, I think that the music is very beautiful and it complements the dancing and the choreography very well. One of the things that I was most impressed by actually was the fact that the choreography is very intricate, but the way in which it came across to the audience was very effortless.
The mix of the colors really catch my eyes and in what I do we use a lot of colors, but tonight I think that the beautiful landscaping, all the beautiful flowers and the choreography and the costumes and the colors are really great. I think that's the great inspiration.
神韵艺术团这个周末在林肯中心的大卫寇克剧场一共上演五场，观众感叹能够欣赏这样高水准的美妙绝伦的中国舞台艺术，真是千载难逢的机会。新唐人记者蓝青，纽约报道。
美国神韵艺术团6月23日在纽约林肯中心的演出吸引了各界名流，包括公司创办人、著名时装模特、舞蹈演员和上流社会名媛，他们都对神韵演出赞不绝口。下面我们来看看一些名流人士的反馈。
I thought tonight was phenomenal. I thought it was so beautiful. I love the culture, the dance. I thought the outfits were phenomenal. My favorite part was the drums.I love the drums. I thought that they had great beat. I thought they had great rhythm. And I also thought I love the dance and I love the women. They were so beautiful.
The dances and the culture that came from the Chinese and the dynasties 5,000 years ago is apparent throughout the world today in forms of dance, sports, theater, music. So it was a really fantastic experience.
I know it's very hard and I'm sure like,You can tell by, you know, the show and everything that they've all spent a lot of time, you know, working to put this together and stuff. So it's been great.
The production level was amazing. I mean, the background and how the images changed, I thought was very interesting. And then how people just popped up. I like that interaction with the multimedia and the live presentation. The costumes were beautiful, of course. And I liked it also that the dancers were musicians as well. The drumming I thought was very, very interesting. And I liked the handkerchiefs a lot. I thought that was really fascinating.
I thought it was very beautiful. It was very technically precise and vibrant and vivacious, exuberant, colorful, historical.I loved everything about it. The men in their male routines, they were so energetic and just, they were so brave and just incredible to watch. And I feel that energy. They didn't even break a sweat. They weren't puffing at the end of it. And I just feel like, you know, if that's the way they live their lives, then I think we can all learn something from that and just, you know, make the most of everything and do it with energy and with joy in our hearts, I guess.
曾经是六四学运领袖的刘刚现在在纽约华尔街工作。6月23日刘刚再一次来观赏了神韵晚会。与以往不同的是，刘刚说这一次自己被神的力量深深打动。
在我面临的最困难的时候，最艰难的时候，我到这里来寻找神的力量，来寻找神对我的支持和帮助。结果我到了这里来看，我真正感觉到我回神充满着一种力量。
刘刚特别提到这次神韵晚会的舞蹈《大唐古丽》带给他的震撼，
由自主的会感觉到，就感受到一种叫战鼓吹征人，让我感觉到回程充满力量。
另外一个舞蹈《雪山欢歌》表现了圣洁和雄伟的雪域高原，也让他感动。
藏人那个节目就感到回身，就像有一种从地下的一种神的力量充满着我的内心。
这次神韵晚会的舞蹈节目《我们的故事》描绘了法轮功学员遭受迫害的故事，用刘刚的话来说，舞蹈所描述的是恶魔对神的挑战，而他被法轮功学员在残酷迫害中所表现出来的宽容精神所感动。
当我看到这些恶魔还在中国继续对我们这样神的女儿、神的子女，就进这样的电影，我的眼泪实在是止不住。因为二线服的电警电我的时候，我不曾流泪，不曾低过头。但是我看到重新看到这些人惦记我们的子女，惦记我们这些善良的恋真善忍的人们，我真的止不住我的眼泪。
新唐人记者郭莹、陈腾在纽约采访报道。
喜剧明星查理·卓别林的孙女、纽约顶级名模电影演员凯拉·卓别林在观看了美国神韵纽约艺术团6月23号晚在林肯中心的首场演出。她为中国古典舞高超的技巧所折服，同时感叹虽然身在纽约，却好像随着神韵在畅游华夏。
I really enjoyed it. I thought the dancers were amazing. I loved the colors and the sets, the screen. I likedthis soprano singer as well, that she sang so beautifully. And no, just the techniques of dancing and everything is really incredible. And it's nice, you get to kind of travel without, you know, you're sitting in here in New York, but you feel like you've traveled and you learn things as well. So it was good.
和凯拉·卓别林一样，从事多年演艺生涯的赞诺娃曾是两届世界花样滑冰锦标赛冠军。他说神韵是他期待已久的演出。
Really, I've never seen anything like it. I've been waiting for it for a long time, and the unison I used to dance and I skate, and this was absolutely something fantastic.
演出散场，很多观众脸上仍然带着喜悦，等不及要与亲朋好友分享。
And I was fascinated by the cultural and historical framework of the presentation.
And very divine show. And we really felt the Buddha really came to this earth and blessed all of us.
Absolutely wonderful, gorgeous. We want to go home and invite other people to come tomorrow night.
从24日到26日，美国神韵艺术团在林肯中心还有四场演出。新唐人记者安心、郭莹，纽约报道。
美国神韵艺术团夏季在纽约林肯中心的首场演出吸引了很多纽约名流。著名时装设计师 DKNY 品牌的创始人唐纳卡伦感叹，每个节目都蕴含着独特的信息，让人看到了中华文化的不同层面。请看报道。
听闻神韵艺术团在林肯中心的演出，纽约很多艺术界人士慕名而来。著名的 DKNY 品牌的创始人唐纳卡伦对演出大加赞赏。
What I loved about the show was the authenticity of it. It was taking me on a journey, you know, to the many aspects of China. You know that it was not just a singular performance, butThere were so many aspects, you know, from the woman's point of view, from the male point of view, from a history point of view, from lands that I was going to, but most of all from a spiritual level, you know, that it was connecting, you know, the spirit and the calling of the spirit into ourselves and realizing that's so important. And it was so beautiful to see that. And I was so happy that I was able to read the voice. The voices were extraordinary.Absolutely extraordinary.
唐纳卡伦在演出之后与神韵的演员们交谈，他对于舞蹈中服装、演员和动作的浑然一体印象深刻。
And the beauty of the synergy and the movement, there was not a singular person, it moved in unison, which was so beautiful. You know, so it was a tremendous collaboration, you know, of a force. And each piece had its own message.You know, so it really did have a unique individual statement, you know, and took you to so many places. You know, it's like going on a journey to China, here in New York.
这位开创都市禅意的设计师认为，神韵在纽约的演出真正体现了喧嚣都市中深邃的意境。新唐人记者蓝青，纽约报道。